Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire, albeit with a little bit of a raw voice, but I am on fire, obviously, on the phones day and night. And so lots of things going on to tell you about. Lots of good news, little bit of bad news. The good news is that everywhere that we can see what's going on, we're winning big. I mean, we're winning really, really, really big. But we can't always know for sure if it's going to work because ABC News said the obvious. They put out a story that it's going to take not only days but weeks to figure out who won in many cases around the country. You're not going to find out tonight. They said it's going to take weeks. And Republicans are going to think they've won because they're going to pile up huge leads on election night. And then 6 days later, they'll have lost. This is them preparing us for exactly what happened in 2020 to President Donald J. Trump. We all knew it was fraud. We all said it was fraud. We all screamed it was fraud. And for 2 years, they've been telling us it's not fraud. It's absolutely fine. And now they're telling us this is the way it works. It takes weeks and weeks to count. And once they count, you've lost. And I don't think it's going to happen. Call me naive. I mean, they're gonna pick off a few. They're going to steal a few. I'm worried about Nevada right here with Adam Laxalt and Joe Lombardo. I'm worried about Pennsylvania with my good friend Dr. Oz. There's a few, Arizona with Kerry Lake. I'm worried about a few places. But in general, I think we're going to kill them. I mean, just destroy them. Here's a good example. Maricopa County exit polling. Only 14% of Election Day voters are Democrats. Another major news channel, I think it was CBS News, was in Miami, and they literally went to Democrat districts and couldn't find one person admitting they voted for Charlie Crist against, the wonderful Governor DeSantis. Not one person in Democrat districts would admit this morning voting for Charlie Crist. And like I say, Maricopa County exit polling, only 14% of Election Day voters are Democrats. Huge, huge advantage. Everybody is on our side. The question is, does it matter anymore? And that's what we're going to find out. But, you know, if this is the sign, and there's a bunch of signs. First of all, it's a blood moon for the first time, I think, in the history of America on election night. A blood moon, which means the red moon, which means it's God saying red landslide, red tsunami time. That's what you'd hope we'll find out. And, of course, it's also the first time in the history of Las Vegas it rained on Election Day. Not quite sure what that means, but long lines all over Las Vegas. All my friends, all my fans reporting to me long lines, and everyone they talk to on the line is a Republican. So I think it's going to work out just fine. It's kind of funny because my friend Pitar, who's been my director and producer of all my TV work for the last 35 years and still to this day produces my television show on weekends with Real America's Voice. He's my director and producer here in Las Vegas. And he took photos this morning. He's kind of an amateur photographer as well. Likes to take photos and sends them to me when they're interesting. And he took photos from downtown Las Vegas this morning. And the photo is gray skies, dark, cloudy, rainy, drizzly, dreary. Everything is kind of dreary and drizzly and dark, except for shining through in between all the dark hotels and dark condominium complexes is one gold bright light. It's Trump International Hotel. So you see nothing but darkness and depressing looks because it's very rainy and very dark today. And then you see the shining gold Trump Hotel and the name Trump across it. It's the only thing shiny in the entire Las Vegas today. I think it's a sign. This is the sign, though. Just in, Guam elects its first Republican as its delegate to the United States for the first time in 30 years. First Republican non-voting delegate to the United States. Republican James Moylan defeated former Guam Speaker Judith One Pot, 52-47. First Republican to win the seat in 30 years. 30 years. So we've always said we wanted to flip the island of Guam, and we finally flipped the island of Guam. Another good sign. Republicans boost advantage to nearly 10,000 in a traditionally Democrat Miami-Dade County. So Miami-Dade is going Republican. Miami-Dade has always been very, very Democrat. Even if the state goes Republican, Miami-Dade always went Democrat. So good news, good news, good news, good news. Changing Miami-Dade, 182,000 Republicans, 178,000 Democrats. And by the way, not only do the Republicans have a lead, but the way I've seen it in Nevada, you know, you could have a Republican loss by 50,000. It wouldn't matter because there's now like 500,000 people in our state who've called themselves independent, and they're almost all lean conservative Republican. So, you know, if Republicans and Democrats are just about even in any given state, you can bet the independent vote will go, you know, remarkably, overwhelmingly, crushingly Republican. So we'll take a tie. So if we're ahead, wow, that's big. That's big. So Republicans now lead in even Miami-Dade County, and that is a sign it's going to be a Florida bloodbath for the Democrat Party, and maybe it's a sign the whole country will be a bloodbath. In 2018, by the way, in Miami-Dade, Democrats outvoted Republicans by at least 70,000 votes, and in 2020, Democrats still outvoted Republicans by 90,000 votes. And now Republicans lead by 10,000. And by the way, let's give credit where credit's due, okay? And that is Ron DeSantis, the best governor in America. You know, I didn't appreciate Trump's comments about DeSantis, and neither did anybody else the other night. And Trump must have gotten an earful from everybody. And he came right out and said, I was just fooling around. I love the guy. He's great. And came out today and said, I just voted for Ron DeSantis. And has only been nice to DeSantis since. But he's also quick to remind DeSantis, I'm the presidential candidate. You can stay where you are for the next 8 years and be the best governor in Florida. Keep being the best governor in Florida. But, you know, just in at 2 p.m. Florida election update, traditionally blue counties continue going red. Pinellas County, Biden won it. It's Republicans up 5.22%. Miami-Dade, Biden won it by 7%. Republicans are winning by 1.64%. Hillsborough, traditionally, Biden won it by 6.8%. Democrat district, Republicans are winning by 2.8%. This is based on the turnout of the vote, Republicans versus Democrats. Osceola, Biden won it by 13 points. He's only winning by 5. Palm Beach, Biden won it by 12. He's only winning by 6. So the numbers are overwhelmingly in our favor, overwhelmingly in our favor. So that's the good news, some really good things happening. And by the way, there's a bank out there called Rabobank, Rabobank. And they predict Republicans will pick up 75 seats in the House and 11 seats in the Senate. Now, I don't know if that can really happen. I don't know where they're getting these numbers from. I do believe it's going to be a Republican landslide. I've said this for months. I've said it's going to be a gigantic red, not wave, but tsunami. I've said it's going to be one of the biggest victories in history. But even I have not dared to say anything close to 75 seats in the House and 11 in the Senate. But this is what they are predicting, and I sure hope they're right. And by the way, all the normal pollsters and prognosticators out there say it's like a 51, 52, maybe 55% chance Republicans take the Senate. But guess what? I always say bettors are so much smarter than pollsters. They're putting their real money up, real hard-earned money. And right now you can bet at predictit.org, predictit.org. And they are predicting, bettors are predicting that control of the Senate will be dramatically in favor of the Republican Party. It's 81 to 21 cents. if you were to buy out of a dollar. In other words, 81 cents are betting, 81% of the bettors are betting on Republicans to win the Senate, only 21% Democrats. So it's a landslide at predicted. And again, that doesn't mean predicted isn't the election. You know, again, I can't predict it, and I cannot account for rigging and stealing, and that's what Democrats are good at. And those voting machines, Dominion voting machines in Arizona, were malfunctioning as the election day kicked off today. As many as 20% of the machines were not working in Maricopa County. So there are still things to worry about. But having said that, it's just overwhelming today in favor of Republican voters. It's a huge, huge day. Again, what do you worry about? You worry about Democrats and the media claiming that we will win big today, but it won't matter because after days and perhaps weeks of counting, we'll lose each one of those races. And if they do, guess what? I fear there will be a revolution in this country. I fear there will be all-out civil war in this country. We all know we've won a resounding victory today. The entire country hates Joe Biden. It's white people, black people, Hispanic people. Everybody is in on it. Everyone hates Joe Biden. Everyone hates what Biden's done to the country. Everyone hates the inflation. Everybody hates what's going on every second of every day with groceries and gas and buying a new car and having giant rent increases. This is going to be one of the biggest Republican red days in history, and the only thing that could mar it would be absolute cheating by Democrats who wouldn't even care. It's so obvious, and they'll do it anyway, and in which case this whole country will come apart at the seams, and you will see anarchy in the streets, I promise you. This is a huge Republican red day. By the way, when we get back, I'll tell you about the most expensive midterm races in the country and how much money was spent on them. One of them right here in Nevada, but the one in Pennsylvania, you're not going to believe it. Your eyes are going to pop out how much money was spent on Dr. Oz and the guy with the brain damage, Fetterman. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire.
Wayne Allyn Root.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver?
Well, then listen up.
First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
These are exact excerpts from the book Gender Queer. This book is being taught to public school children. America, we have a problem. On November 8th, vote to stop the sexualization of your kids. Vote Republican.
It really never occurred to you to put something into your not even a So you've never yourself? As a teen, I got bored of I then dreamed about having a massive that lasted all day. Do you feel sad that you weren't born with a
These are exact excerpts from the book Gender Queer. This book is being taught to public school children. America, we have a problem. On November 8th, vote to stop the sexualization of your kids. Vote Republican. Paid for by American Liberty Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. Today is Election Day, Election Day 2022. Today is the 8th of November. By the way, another significant day besides November 8th is December 7th. December 7th is the deadline, the last day you can sign up for Medicare, any sort of changes in Medicare. And one of those changes should be Trump MSA. The website is TrumpMSA.com. TrumpMSA.com. President Trump signed an executive order when he was in office to improve Medicare with MSAs, meaning medical savings accounts. This is huge news, but nobody seems to know about it. Of course, because the media only cares about something Democrats do. Obama created Obamacare. It's horrible. It stinks. It doesn't work. It's a failure, and the media tells you how great it is all the time. Obamacare HMOs usually pay nothing, zero, if a sick patient goes out of network. But with Trump MSA, enrollees have the freedom to use any doctor, any hospital of their choice. It's federal law. Trump's Medicare MSAs receive thousands of dollars in their MSA account on January 1st, plus many people save thousands more because they no longer need a Medicare supplement, but there are only days left to enroll. Trump MSAs enjoy tax-free deposits, tax-free growth, tax-free withdrawals. Trump has empowered anyone on Medicare. The media won't tell you, but it's huge. Enroll at TrumpMSA.com, not available in all states. Trust me, it's time for your MSA. Go to TrumpMSA.com, see if you qualify. Brought to you by Griner Insurance, TrumpMSA.com. So Ron DeSantis once again shows you how it's done. He pushes back against Biden's DOJ monitors interfering in Florida's election. In other words, the DOJ the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, the most horrible human being since, you know, the days of Nazi Germany. What a horrible human being. Not because he kills people. I never exaggerate. I mean, because he tries to use the power of government to arrest and destroy anybody who doesn't agree with him. He wants to go after PTA parents. He wants to go after anyone who's against critical race theory because his son-in-law sells critical race theory to schools all over the country. He's a crazy man. He wants to put Trump in prison on trumped-up charges. He's nuts. He sent his Gestapo to the airport to arrest Peter Navarro, one of the nicest guys in the world, who's 72 years old, and he put him in leg irons in front of everyone and took him away and put him in the prison cell of, what was the name of that guy who shot Reagan? Hinckley. Hinckley's prison cell. Can you imagine how bizarre the world we're living in? This horrible human being, Merrick Garland, had announced yesterday that he was sending DOJ lawyers to monitor the elections in cities all over the United States, including Las Vegas and Reno here in Nevada. And this is the way you do it. DeSantis said, nope, you're not allowed in the state of Florida. Our state law does not allow you in the state of Florida. You cannot come to Florida. Go away. And that's it. They were kicked out of Florida. They couldn't do it in Florida. And that's the way we got to do it. We need Republican governors. We need to elect them today. And Republican governors have to go after these SOBs. And I don't mean sons of butchers. They're horrible people. And we got to go after them. We got to absolutely, positively put them in their place. And that place is away from anywhere with power. Because they're power-hungry, power-controlling freaks who want to run our lives and want to put anyone in jail who disagrees with them. All right, here's that article I told you about I was going to mention when we got back. CBS Morning's show spent all day in Democrat precincts in Florida and couldn't find one Charlie Crist supporter. CBS Morning's, this is hilarious, spent all day in Democrat precincts that Joe Biden won in 2020, and they could not find one person voting for Charlie Crist against Ron DeSantis. DeSantis, of course, is the most popular governor in America. And it's just amazing. Republicans now have the advantage in even Miami, blue Miami-Dade. So it just goes to show you. But they couldn't find one. They couldn't find one. CBS Morning host said he took a day-long trip, spoke to dozens of people up and down the coast of Florida, all precincts that Joe Biden won in 2020, and could not find one Charlie Crist supporter. It wasn't surprising, because Charlie Crist last Sunday said he would impose a statewide mask mandate if the scientists told him to do so. Folks, maybe the average media person doesn't get this, but Wainwright really gets it. Anyone who says they want to put a mask on my face, we're never electing them again, ever. Anyone who wants to force vaccinate me against my wishes with an experimental vaccine, we're throwing your ass out of office. You're never going to get elected again. Anybody who wants to lock me down, you will never be elected again. Once again, America's going to prove today that we're not communist China. You can't lock down Americans. We're not Australia either. We're not Austria, another place where they were so harsh with lockdowns. We're not England. We're not France. We're the United States of America. We killed people to get out of those countries, and we killed people in World War II to save those countries. We're not like those people. They're a bunch of wussies. We are the United States of America. You don't lock us down, you don't mask us, and you sure don't stick a vaccine in my arm that's an experimental vaccine against my wishes or my kids. Throw these bums out and never let them get near power again for the rest of our lives.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As polls continue to close, a new poll out says inflation and abortion are leading the list of voter concerns. That's according to an exit poll by NBC News. Almost a third of voters named inflation as the most important issue this year. This as voting issues are popping up across the country this election day. In Arizona, a few dozen voting centers in the state's largest county had issues counting ballots and also printing them. But according to Board of Supervisors President in Maricopa County, Bill Gates, no one was prevented from voting.
It's frustrating, but that's why I'm so grateful for all the people who worked on this. This was a tough issue. People were trying to figure it out. And now that we've got a solution, really pleased. But again, even when we had this and we hadn't figured out the solution, people were still able to vote.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Root, the Root, the Root, the Root is on fire. A little bit of a hoarse voice, but other than that, I'm feeling great. Just worn my voice out for the last 2 weeks. A lot going on. Today is the big day, Election Day. It's like the Super Bowl for those of us in politics. Very exciting. And then in a minute, it's over. Boom. Well, the Super Bowl's over in a minute, it seems like. The 3 hours go by in a minute. This one won't be over in a minute because probably it takes 7 days of counting in Nevada. I don't know about the rest of the country, but I'm sure in states like Nevada and Arizona and Pennsylvania and Georgia, we're going to have a long wait to find out if we win. But I do feel good that we're going to win. I really do, all over the country. The turnout numbers are incredible. It's all Republicans voting today. But we just don't know how many mail-in vote fake ballots they've got waiting to counteract the Republicans that vote today. The sponsor of this segment is Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, if not, it's time to listen up, because here's someone who is willing to give you $15,000 in free silver. First of all, central bankers have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. And by the way, I wrote this for them a month and a half ago. Since then, I've seen even more buying by central bankers of gold. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. These are people that manage trillions of dollars of country money. Literally, of the treasuries of entire countries, smartest guys in the world, smartest bankers. You can follow the smart money and buy gold and silver. One of the biggest Wall Street firms today said that if once interest rates start coming back down again, they think gold will be up by 30%. So we've got a lot of upside with gold, and this company, Goldgate Capital, sells physical gold. They'll put it in your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account, or they'll send it to your door. 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. So be among the first 100 callers today and get up to $15,000 free. Toll-free call 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, we've got our first guest of the day, Rob Lauer, founder and political reporter. His website is 360newslasvegas.com. That's what he's the founder of, 360 News Las Vegas, and it's 360newslasvegas.com. Rob Lauer, welcome to the Wayne L. Root Show.
Thanks, Wayne. I'm very excited about today. I'm very excited to see what happens. You have a lot on the line.
Well, let's start with the exit polling. I guess you've got some exit polling numbers that are good news for my fans. So go ahead, hit us with your best shot.
Well, according to my sources, if we continue on the trajectory we're on, Republicans may actually beat Democrats in Clark County by 8,000 votes. That's stunning. That is traumatic. By one vote. If we beat them by one vote in Clark County, that's an earthquake election.
Hey, Rob, in modern history, has that ever happened? We've never beaten them in Clark County, right? Ever?
You know, I'd have to look back at 2014 when Republicans swept the state. That might have been the last time we came close, or even may have gone to that level. And that, by the way, the Democrats didn't put up anyone for governor then, so that was a completely different situation. But you know, the fact is that people are suffering, and Democrats and independents are suffering just like the rest of us, buying gas, going to the grocery store, and the Democrats have failed to even provide them any hope of changing their policies and changing the direction. So,
well, you know, I've got friends in New York, Jewish Republican friends in New York, who contacted me yesterday. They live in Scarsdale and also the I don't know if it's the north end of Nourishell. It's the part of Nourishell that's up against Scarsdale. It's a very rich Jewish, mostly Democrat area as well as Scarsdale is. And he told me that in that area, he's used to all Democrat signs in front of people's houses, that very Democrat Jewish area. And he said there's not one single sign for the Democrat incumbent governor Hochul, but he sees a ton of signs for Lee Zeldin, the Republican Jewish competitor going against the incumbent governor. So I think it's a good sign all over the country. I think a lot of Democrats are coming over to the GOP. They've had enough with Biden. They've had enough with inflation. They've had enough with open borders, and mostly they've had enough with the crime. So I think we're converting a lot of Democrats and a lot of Hispanics. But according to my buddy, a lot of Jews in New York who traditionally vote Democrat have come over to Republican Lee Zeldin. So why would it not work here, too? It seems to me Nevada should go Republican just like it did the last time in 2014. Should be a wave.
Well, I think the abortion issue and the fact that the Democrats have focused so much effort and money on abortion cuts against them also with Hispanics. Hispanics are very pro-life, very pro-family, and the Democrats have gone, frankly, so far to the left, and they're pushing this transgender perversion in the public schools against the will of the Hispanic parents who are furious about that. So I see a sea change with Hispanics. You know, the Democrats thought Hispanics were going to be their folks forever, but, you know, it's changed completely. And I think those folks, you know, a lot of Hispanics are small business owners, and they want to make money. They want to get rich. They want success. They don't want to go back to socialism and what they're trying to push. So I see an entire change, and this might be an earthquake election for this country going forward. But here's the deal. And we had the situation in 2015. We have to execute on it. We have to follow through. We have to keep our word. We have to, I've been telling the folks running for Congress, you know, we have to see a national CCW reciprocity law. We have to have a national school choice bill. We have to have these things, national voter ID. We have to deliver on the things that we promised. And if we do that, we could govern for a generation.
Right. I liked everything you said. I would add one more. We're talking to Rob Lauer. He is the founder and political reporter for 360 News, LasVegas.com. I would add that one of the first things Republicans need to do is to put together a bill that bans any mandate for a vaccine to go to public school. They cannot allow any Democrat governor in America to force vaccinate every kid or you weren't allowed to go to school. Cannot allow that. As a matter of fact, it shouldn't be for public school. It should be for any school, and it shouldn't even have to do with school. You can't mandate any experimental vaccine for kids, period, or for adults, for that matter. You can never have OSHA mandate your job or your life ever again. No mandates on vaccines, but the one that I know would pass is a mandate that, you know, no mandate for kids to get a vaccine or an experimental vaccine, however the words you want to use. That's got to be a big one, too. That's a big issue. It's an issue no one's talking about, Rob. I think besides inflation and crime, there's a lot of parents voting Republican because they don't want their kids to get the COVID vaccine.
Well, you know, I think Sheriff Lombardo may be winning this election because on that issue, coming out very forcefully and saying that
yes,
he will not impose any kind of mandate for vaccines on kids or leave it up to parents. And we know this governor, Sisolak, he did impose a mandate for kids going to college. He did offer a mandate for the schools and the workers there. So we know he'll follow through the mandate for kids.
Yeah, no question about it. No,
but I want to say something about Congress. You know,
yes.
I think what Republicans need to do, and I interviewed Ted Cruz a couple of weeks ago, and I think the first thing they need to do is impeach Merrick Garland and Joe Biden. That's
yes,
what they need to do first and foremost, is impeach these folks and get rid of them. And even if we don't take this, even if we don't have the votes in the Senate to convict them, we need to make sure that people understand that these people are going to be tarred and feathered for the history of this country.
Yeah, they're bad people. You left one out. You said we got to impeach Biden and we got to impeach Merrick Garland. I agree wholeheartedly, but don't leave out Mayorkas. That's the most horrible, disgusting human being in world history. I mean, here's a guy in charge of the border. He's letting everybody across the border, and he tries to act like that's not what he's for. He's doing it clandestinely. Everybody's getting in. You also got to impeach Kamala because she's the border czar who's never visited the border and does nothing about the border. So there's four clear cut people to be impeached, I think, and indicted for treason. I'd go much further, but of course, I think the only way to indict someone for treason has got to be the DOJ. So you're never going to get the DOJ to indict the DOJ head for treason. So, you know, it's the problem I've got right now with a lot of things, Rob. How do you ever stop a crime when the guy committing the crime is the police chief? You know what I mean? So the FBI and the DOJ are against us. Who's going to ever arrest the bad guys when they are the bad guys? That's our problem right now. Our whole government is run by bad guys who are in the DOJ, Department of Justice, and the FBI, and the CIA, and the NSA. And so all these three-letter IRS, all these three-letter alphabet organizations are bad, but who's going to arrest them when they're the ones watching over us?
Well, I think that's a critical issue, and I think, unfortunately, and I love President Trump. He's done a great job. However, he chose some really bad folks and put them in place, and those folks are now coming back to roost, and we need to go back when we take back the White House in 2 years and clean house and like you said, indict these people for committing crimes. We need a new president who's going to come in and clean house and get rid of these folks and hire real Republicans, not these inside swamp creatures who betrayed him, frankly. We saw all those folks who he appointed betray him at the end of his term in office.
No question. But the good news is he learned his lesson. It's going to be him. Listen, people can wish it's anybody else they want. It's going to be Trump. Trump will announce next Tuesday. He's already said he's going to announce at Mar-a-Lago next Tuesday, and he's sure not announcing that he's not running. He's announcing he's running for president. DeSantis won't even bother going against him. There's not going to be any competition. Trump will steamroll to the nomination, and I think once elected, Trump has learned his lesson. You can't go along with the Bob Barnes of the world, the bushy types, the rhino types. You've got to get real conservatives if you want to really accomplish something and go after the bad guys. So we'll be okay. I think today is the beginning. It's not the end. It's the beginning of the end of the Democrat Party. I think we're going to just destroy them politically today. And I think from there on in, we get a new president in 2024, and everything goes our way. Rob Lauer, founder, political reporter for 360 News, LasVegas.com. Appreciate all you do, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. Thank you for what you do.
All right, we'll be right back. Wayne on the Roots. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Big night tonight. By the way, I'm representing Real America's Voice TV Network tonight with all their election coverage in the state of Nevada. I'll see you tonight there. Hi, this is Wayne Alaruda.
Hi, Wayne Alaruda here.
I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. It was the best move I've ever made. Nevada's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. If you're a business owner or someone who has assets to protect, a Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't even have to live here. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They have over 30 years in the business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you protect your assets. So go to NevadaWar.com, NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why you should protect your money and your assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWar.com and get your free guide today. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, teach them they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, manufactured by a uniquely all-American company with their own patented and proprietary formulations at a much better price. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Leave your information and one of my friends will contact you with all the details on how you and your family can support this conservative cause and get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
These are exact excerpts from the book Gender Queer. This book is being taught to public school children. America, we have a problem. On November 8th, vote to stop the sexualization of your kids. Vote Republican.
It really never occurred to you to put something into your not even a so you've never yourself? As a teen, I got bored of I then dreamed about having a massive that lasted all day. Do you feel sad that you weren't born with a
These are exact excerpts from the book Gender Queer. This book is being taught to public school children. America, we have a problem. On November 8th, vote to stop the sexualization of your kids. Vote Republican. Paid for by American Liberty Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Way now, the roots is on fire. Welcome back. It's war. Nevada Corporate Headquarters is a sponsor of this segment of the show. The media calls me the King of Vegas because I moved to Nevada 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and to protect my assets. And it was the best move I ever made. I escaped from California. It's like a movie, Escape from California. Ah! Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. Nevada's like the Monte Carlo or the Switzerland or the Luxembourg of America. If you're a business owner, a real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, the Nevada Limited Liability Company, or LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't have to live here. You could be from any one of the 49 states outside Nevada, or you could be from any country in the world, but you could still set up your LLC here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC, and no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters. After 30 years and 14,000 reviews and a five-star rating, Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help you protect your assets. All the fans of Wayne Roots, go to NevadaWar.com. Nevada, the state, right? Nevada, War, Wayne Allen Root. NevadaWar.com. They got that address just for all my fans. NevadaWar.com, and get a free guide that tells you why and how you protect your money and assets with a Nevada LLC. NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com. All right. So more bad news for the Democrats. I keep telling you, I think it's going to be a really good day. Despite an attempt to steal in some places, I just think we're going to overwhelm them. There's nothing they can do. Democrats have a trick. Because, see, we learned the trick, at least if Mike Lindell knows what he's talking about, and several others have told me, that you show up physically on election day and outvote them by a million, and they can't come up with enough mail-in ballots to beat you. It's only when you do pre-voting, you know, early voting, that they figure out what they need, and then they try and overcome it, but they can't overcome a massive election day turnout. So I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to be okay. One of my fans is now telling me the Young Turks are off the air because the power went out in L.A. That is funny. That is hilarious. Thank you for letting me know about that. The power is off in L.A. I don't know what's happened in L.A., but L.A. is a joke. It's a parody of itself. It's, you know, you walk. I have so many friends. I have rich friends who live in L.A. Really rich friends. I mean, these people all make $1 million a year or more. They're worth millions and millions of dollars, and they drive Range Rovers, and they drive, you know, Mercedes and Porsches and Aston Martins what do you call those fancy cars? Not the Rolls Royce, Bentleys. I have like five friends who drive a Bentley in Los Angeles, and every one of them is either out and now living in Vegas or trying to get out, and they're all telling me, even when they go back and visit, they used to think, we'll go back every weekend. They don't ever want to go back again. It's filthy. The streets are dangerous and scary. One of my friend's wives was telling me that she went to her Pilates class. I know that sounds like a typical L.A. story, right? She went to her Pilates class, Bentley driving rich people going to Pilates class. Ho-hum. What a life. But she went to her Pilates class. She lives here now, went to her Pilates class. When she came out, she just wasn't paying attention. She was talking on her cell phone. And a homeless man walked up to her, a filthy, dirty homeless man living in a tent a few feet away, came out of the tent, walked up to her with a beer in his hand and said, hey, have a beer, come in my tent and share a beer with me. He could have dragged her in there and raped her. There was nobody else on the street, no, lots of cars driving by. Nobody would have saved her. Nobody would have done a thing. She could have gotten raped and murdered. He would have buried her under the tent. No one would know the difference. You know, you don't understand how bad it is. Los Angeles is a cesspool of filth and crime. Crime and drugs and homelessness and pee and poop and drug needles and taxes. It's a nightmare. So, you know, everywhere you go, people are being mugged, people are being robbed, people are being beaten. It is awful. But back to the, I digress, back to the story I wanted to tell you about. Democrats have a turnout problem today. Leading elections expert live reports Democrats in trouble. Halfway through Election Day on the East Coast, a leading political prognosticator looking at early precinct voting patterns concluded Democrats are in serious trouble. Dave Wasserman runs the nonpartisan Cook Political Report. I know it well, yeah. Cook is very good, very credible. He's watching data from states on the East Coast and extrapolating from what he's seen. And it's pretty apparent, he says, from the precinct-level data in Virginia and county-level data in other states, Democrats have a turnout problem, one that's unlikely to be solved in the next 6 hours. Then he got down to brass tacks, examining turnout in swing states such as Virginia and Florida. Noon turnout reports in Virginia Beach show most heavily GOP precincts up to 60% of the 2021 votes cast, versus 40% in most non-white precincts. Total ballots cast skewing much more Republican than 2020 in many Florida counties, especially Miami-Dade. So I think politically Democrats are going to be slaughtered today. Again, don't let anyone say Wayne Root is recommending violence. I'm not talking about slaughtered as in killing. The only people doing killing are Democrats. In Democrat blue cities, Democrats are killing good people walking down the street. They're carjacking them, they're murdering them, they're mugging them, they're raping them, they're home invading them. But Republicans don't kill people. But we might politically destroy you, kill you, slaughter you. Politically, we take you out. Politically, that's all we do. And that's what's happening today. I think it's going to be a takeout from coast to coast. It's going to be a huge red Republican wave from coast to coast. The only place I have not guaranteed victory is Nevada. You know, I think Herschel Walker is going to win big in Georgia. I think Carrie Lake is going to win big in Arizona despite voting machine problems. But in Nevada, I just don't know. They're going to count for 7 days till they try and beat us. Nevada's the tough one. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.